Chapter 10, The Ancient Question.
Ah! Screamed Jack and Annie. The giant sea serpent arched its long neck into the sky. Its scaly green skin glistened in the late sunlight. Staring at Jack and Annie, its eyes burned like bright yellow lamps. Jack and Annie were frozen with terror. The monster opened its mouth. Inside were hideous fangs and a purple forked tongue. The serpent made a terrible hissing sound. Jack and Annie huddled together on the rock. Frantic seal barks came from far away.
Teddy, yelled Jack. Kathleen!
Their magic can't help us now, cried Annie. They're stuck in their seal. Before she could finish, the sea serpent's deep voice boomed through the cove.
Who are you, and why are you stealing the Sword of Light?
Jack was too stunned to answer, but Annie shouted back at the monster.
We're Jack and Annie. We're on a mission for Merlin.
Sss, the serpent hissed angrily. Its purple tongue flicked as it coiled its body around the rocky island. Then the monster arched its neck and lowered its huge head. Again, the ancient voice boomed through the cove.
To be worthy of the sword, you must answer the question of the sword.
What is the question? Shouted Annie.
Sss,
hissed the serpent. It turned away and circled the rocks again. Soon its scaly green body was coiled twice around the little rocky island.
It's going to crush us, Jack thought with horror. Maybe they had strength enough to stab the monster before it squashed them.
Pick up the sword,
he shouted at Annie. Together, Jack and Annie lifted the mighty sword. They gripped its handle and pointed the gleaming blade at the sea serpent.
Don't come any closer, Jack yelled.
The serpent came closer. Its eyes flashed. Its forked tongue darted in and out. It opened its mouth wide.
Wait, stop, Annie shouted at the sea serpent. Give us a chance. Ask us the question.
The serpent closed its mouth. Then it arched its neck, and its huge head dipped down right in front of Jack and Annie. In a low, deep voice, it said,
What is the purpose of the sword? That is the ancient question.
Okay, the purpose of the sword. Just a minute, shouted Annie. She turned to Jack. What is the purpose of the sword? She asked.
To defeat your enemies, Jack said.
Annie shook her head.
That doesn't sound right.
To force them to give up, Jack said.
To slay them?
No, I'm sure that's not right, said Annie.
Sss, the serpent hissed at them impatiently.
Then what? Said Jack.
I don't know, said Annie. But maybe it's not about fighting at all. Look at it.
Jack stared at the gleaming sword. Its silver blade glowed against the red sunset sky. Staring at the wondrous sword, Jack felt calmer. A strange sense of joy and relief came over him.
Answer the question, the serpent boomed.
Jack's mind became clear.
I think I've got it, he said.
Remember the line from Merlin's rhyme?
Answer a question with love, not fear.
Yes, said Annie. That's it. It's not about fighting. It's about not being afraid.
Answer the question, the serpent boomed.
Jack looked up at the serpent's face. As he stared deep into its yellow eyes, he no longer felt any fear. It was the serpent who seemed afraid now.
The sword should not be used to harm anyone or anything, Jack shouted.
That's right, said Annie. It should be used for good only.
The serpent stopped swaying. It flicked its tongue.
The sword should not make people afraid, said Jack. It should help take away their fear. If they're not afraid, they'll stop fighting.
The serpent was very still.
The purpose of the sword is not fighting, Jack shouted. The purpose of the sword is peace.